Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Going for a bit of a brass flavour this week. I hope you like it.
Mills Daily.
Yes, it's Friday.
Did you see in the papers about Katy Perry?
I've seen lots in the papers about Katy Perry. I'm quite
disappointed.
Well, I'm disappointed in her. I know a lot of West Ham fans will hate me now, but I'm disappointed in her wearing a West Ham basque, to be honest. I'm not.
Oh, it's on about more about the Russell Brand thing.
Yes. Yeah,
well, that's why she's wearing the West Ham thing, because he's a West Ham fan.
But did you also hear that he likes her to dress up as a lollipop lady? And I think that's because of us. Do you remember?
Right. We dressed her up as a lollipop lady ages ago, right? Yeah. And before that, she didn't even know what a lollipop lady was because I can play back the interview to you. I threw my pen across the room.
I've never seen you so angry.
I can play back the interview to you where she was like, what's a lollipop lady? And then we're like, okay, it's someone that helps you cross the road. We gave her the outfit. And now she's like, oh, Russell loves me to dress up as a lollipop lady. You didn't even know what one was, love.
So not only has Russell Brand nicked Katy Perry off us,
because
she was ours first.
She's wearing our outfit.
She's now wearing our outfit for him, and he gets the full benefit.
Yeah. Where do we win in this? We don't, is the answer.
There's still a picture of her on the website in the outfit. It's not quite the same, though.
What does she do with the stick while she's with Russell?
Just helps him cross the road and stuff.
Right. Anyway.
We're going to have to go and find somebody else now, aren't we, really?
I think we've
lost her.
I think we need to get her in quite soon and just have a little talk with her. That's all?
I don't think she's interested in us anymore.
Do you not?
No, I think we've been dumped.
I feel like I have been dumped. I do.
Well, we have.
That's how I feel. I feel like I've split up with somebody.
I find it quite difficult to see pictures of them in the paper at the moment.
Yeah.
Oh,
It's too soon.
It is too soon.
A year ago.
Yeah, well.
You've had a year to get over it.
She wanted us.
Quite a few people are enjoying the Only Blue Friday. Quite guttural this week, which I quite enjoyed.
It was a good one.
It was good.
I can't even think about that, really.
Anita off Leicester enjoyed it.
I had a text from someone that said that you needed to sound more natural.
There's nothing natural, but it's Only Blue Friday. Someone's texted in saying, can you get Timmy Trendy to do it next week? I'm bored of you doing it. Timmy Trendy would never lower himself to do it. It's Only Blue Friday.
It's not bang on trend, is it? It's Only Blue
Friday. Really not. Magnificent Mill says, Ash, somewhere in Northern Ireland. And someone says, well, brass band, loved it. Loved the brass at the end, finished me off a treat. That's from Carl in Bristol.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
A bit stressed out today.
Why?
Everything's still in boxes in my house.
Did you remember where you lived?
Eventually.
Yeah?
I've got a new place and everything, it's all fine. But I just can't find anything.
Did your flatmate remember where he lived?
Did
you tell him the address in the end?
Yeah, he got in at 1:30 and brought some people with him.
Right. What, like a housewarming?
Never been seen the house before. Right. Anyway.
Did you find a bed?
No.
Where did you sleep, please?
Sofa.
Right.
I'd just like to say, you know, on the air yesterday, Scott invited me around for Chinese. It was purely fictitious, not only for the show, because the minute we came off air, he went, right, okay, see you later.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I explained that my friend...
All of a sudden, there were a lot of excuses happening.
My friend was round because he was helping me to unpack everything.
And you invited Becky round. That's really rude.
No, I said that she could still come round.
But you know when someone goes, oh, well, you know, everything's still in boxes and my friend's going to be there, as long as you don't mind, and they're secretly going, please don't come, because I've already agreed with someone else to come round, and
well,
you're just going to be
my
they
invite
were already
you,
there.
My invite to you to come and watch the last 20 minutes of that Tom Hanks film, Under My Velux Windows, is a genuine offer still.
What's a Velux window?
One of those ones that you get in the roof.
Yeah.
Hmm. Anyway, to make it worse, then I've heard today that Becky went to, out to dinner on her own.
Yes, I did, because you refused to have Chinese with me, so I went home and thought, I can't be bothered to cook for myself. I'm going to go and have a meal deal at the local Italian.
On your own.
So I went and had a big bowl of pasta on my own, yep. Is that wrong?
No.
Well, see, when I see other people doing that, I think, oh, they're on their own.
I did get a few looks.
But,
like, oh, you poor thing.
But going to dinner on your own is brilliant.
I love going
it
to dinner
good.
On my own.
There's no pressure.
It was good. I didn't
there,
have to make small
eat.
Talk with anyone.
Yeah, exactly. No small talk. Watch the world go by. Read a book. There you go.
Didn't have to worry about getting spinach in my teeth.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Do you want to come around tonight?
No, I'm
It's
gonna.
Not going to happen anyway, is it? Let's be honest.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcasts. I think I'm going to go out for dinner on my own tonight. I think you might have started something here. I haven't done it for ages, and actually, like I was saying before, it is good.
It
You've
is,
just got yourself to worry about. It's
yeah,
good.
Exactly. And it's cheaper.
It's a lot cheaper.
Going out for dinner on your own on a Friday night is a little bit...
Is it something that shouldn't be done on Friday or Saturday night?
It's more... Yeah.
Wednesday.
Would you feel a bit of a saddo going out on a Friday night on your own? But Thursday's okay.
No, not a saddo. I might just feel a little bit more self-conscious about eating on my own on a Friday or a Saturday night.
I might leave it tonight then. Yeah. Maybe I'll try and get some friends.
Are you going to go for drinks on your own afterwards?
No, that looks ridiculous. You can't go for a drink on your own.
Well, I don't know.
No.
I wondered what your
really
night
not.
Was going to...
I would never do that.
Cinema on your own?
I've certainly never drank on my own. Radio
1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, I was talking then, but no one can hear me. That was weird. Black Eyed Peas and Meet Me Halfway. I was just talking to myself.
Okay.
Are you all right?
Nobody can hear me now.
No, yeah, you're on now. Sorry, I was just talking to someone off air, and then I went, Black Eyed Peas there on Radio 1, but no, I was just broadcasting to myself, which is not the first time that's happened.
No.
Well, no, once I did a whole 3-hour radio show just to myself.
Here?
Did you?
Not here, no, another station.
When you were in your bedroom?
No, it was when I was working in Bristol.
Right.
And they didn't put me on air, so it was just literally me.
Was that an error, or were they trying to tell you something?
No, it was an error.
That's the only one he knows about, where he's done.
Yeah.
Well, they told me I was on, but I wasn't. So I just did, it was just me talking to myself for 3 hours. Anyway, that was Black Eyed Peas on Radio 1. The reason I was a little bit confused there is because I was just trying to get through to this guy called Ollie, who claims that he loves Timmy Trendy so much, he's now got Timmy on his answer phone.
Okay.
So you're going to ring this live, are you?
Yeah, let's see what happens.
OMG.
Oh, cool.
Let's hope his number's not on it.
Should be Ollie's number. Don't answer it, Ollie, if you're listening, because otherwise
that'd be pointless.
A bit pointless.
Could divert it.
Is this actual Timmy or him doing Timmy? Impression of. Come on.
Hi, you've got through to Timmy Trendy. I won't be answering your call at the moment because you're not bang on trend. Bye.
That's rubbish.
I quite liked it.
That just sounded like the voice you put on for a train spotter. This is BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Oh, well, good effort, Ollie, good effort. I'm starting to think that maybe Timmy was doing like some kind of sideline in people's answer phone messages. Phew, he's not.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.